Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Have you been to the Organic Gardener Podcast website and signed up for our email list? If you go there, you will get my new PDF, 7 Awesome Ways to Find More Time in Your Garden. And it's just some tips that I've learned from listening to my amazing guests who are always sharing with us super effective ways to be a better gardener. So if you head over to the organicgardenerpodcast.com and enter your email, you'll get 7 awesome ways to find more time in your garden. You can also get a copy of our ebook of Organic Gardening Basics. And just all the show notes are there, all the links to our show. So, and I'll be sending out some Golden Seeds newsletters as I get them done. And of course, you'll get a special invitation to join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook community. Hope to see you there.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Robin. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Excellent. I saw your picture. Sunflowers.
Oh, you know, those were actually my granddaughters. did they print? Did they come out on my page? Dang, how did I do that?
They came out on the podcast page.
Oh, cool. They're pretty anyway, and they're right down below. What am I doing? I just called your page Sunflowers. I am out there today. I've just been writing my lesson plans all morning, and I just started to type them up. Did I tell you I'm teaching second grade in Browning? I think I told you that.
No, right? No. Wow.
Yeah, I went back to Browning. So Monday's the first day of school.
Wow. Second grade, huh?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I think second grade's going to be a good fit. Yeah, it's been, and I broke 200,000 downloads finally this week. Yeah. I know, right? When I broke 100,000, I went to Paris. So I wanted to ask you about Puerto Rico, because I was listening to your other thing and you were saying you grew up in Puerto Rico, because John Lee Dumas, who's the head of my podcasting group, just moved to Puerto Rico. And it's like, I was joking with him about coming down there to build him a garden. And he's like, yeah, because he said on his podcast, he wants a garden. What do you know about building? Oh, wow. Want to go to Puerto Rico?
Sure.
When's the time to go to build a garden? Do you go in the fall or the spring or anytime?
Well, technically, the rainy season, the hurricane season starts in the fall.
Right.
So December can be kind of wet. And but, you know, it's just, everything's growing there all the time. Hmm. So I would avoid December time frame, but heading into the, you know, late winter, it's good.
All right.
And there are a ton of people down doing great stuff. Great stuff.
There are. Do you still have connections down there? Do you have family and stuff?
I have extended family down there, but I have separate connections just from gardening, Good Seed, and ACT.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll email you a picture. They made like a videotape of their place, and you can see their backyard is like super tiny. I'm like, I have no idea when would be a good time. They were like, I was kidding with him about, like, if they were going to do another Pod Mastery workshop about becoming a podcaster, like, you know, a better one. And I was like, if you do it in Puerto Rico, I'd come build you a garden while you're down there. And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. And he said it a couple of times. So I guess maybe they're a little more serious than I expected. So, I don't know. I'll keep you in the link and send you a picture of their place. I have no idea where it is. And you could probably figure it out.
Okay.
See what you think.
Very cool.
Keep in the back of your mind.
Absolutely.
And their backyard is like mostly a swimming pool. Like, I'm like, where are they thinking of putting it anyway? Like, there's like very small patches of grass as it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe to just grow some lettuce or something. I don't know what you grow down there. Fruit, probably.
It's hard to grow lettuce because it's so hot. It just bolts, you know, it's too humid and hot. Peppers and bananas and pineapple and all that stuff grows like, you know, you catch your eye and that they grow. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's great. Good for him.
Yeah. Okay, listener, so I don't know how much of that you're interested in, but if there is anybody from Puerto Rico listening or somebody who knows someone in Puerto Rico who would like to do an interview on the Organic Gardener podcast, let me know. Reach out to them. Reach out to me and connect us so I can at least get John some advice. I don't know if I'll really go to Puerto Rico to celebrate 200,000 downloads of my podcast, but and if I go by Christmas, maybe we'll be at 250,000 by then. So thank you, amazing listeners. Hope you like the celebration. Just wanted to cue you in on, yes, I did go back to school. I don't know, half a dozen principals called me and said, hey, can you come teach? There's a big teacher shortage. Teachers out there getting the schools. I'm super excited to go back to second grade. So I love the Blackfeet people. And so I'm headed back over to the reservation. So it's going to make podcasting a lot harder. This is a serious full-time, whole entire school year. So if you know of any guests, like I said, I'm always looking. And then today, Robin and I are going to talk about garlic. She's having a great garlic sale, so I'm trying to get this up ASAP because it ends at the end of August. But she's got some great garlic. And then I'm going to replay Kathy O'Leary. Somebody just happened to ask me for that today, this week anyway. So Kathy O'Leary, who talks about growing garlic in farmers markets, who's one of the top most listened to episodes. So she's got lots of great stuff there. So like I said, I'll try to keep an episode up every Monday. Thursday will be a replay of something. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about Aero, Alternative Energy Resource Organization, that Robin Kelson also took me to their workshop last year, and their conference is coming up if you want to come. So now Robin and I are going to talk about garlic. I missed the beginning and so it kind of just breaks in. So here's Robin talking about the garlic they have for sale at the Good Seed Company. Get some today.
I have heirloom seed garlic, organic heirloom seed garlic for sale. And I sell six varieties. Five of them are something called hardneck. One of them is the softneck, which are the ones that people typically bake, and those are the ones that you can braid. The hardnecks tend to be those bigger bulbs with bigger cloves. So, you know, it depends. Some people like one or the other. People who like to eat raw garlic for health reasons, they typically like the soft neck garlics because they're not so strong. So anyways, I try to offer them both. And I have six varieties, all of which do really well in cold climates. They store very, very well, at least 9 months. And they're all very high in something called allicin, which is the medicinal property of garlic. So, you know, and then they all pass the, damn, this is good garlic test, you know. Okay. So they're all so anyways, and what you do is you plant the clove, as you know, and that'll give you a new bulb in the spring. You plant the clove in the fall, mulch it, and then in July the following year you harvest it.
People always ask me, the clove is just like the one little piece, and then the bulb is what you buy at the store, and it's like a whole bunch of cloves joined together, right? And so you break that bulb apart and put each one individually in the ground, right? Yes, and like, how do you put them in the ground? How do you know which side goes down and which side goes up? That's always what confuses me. Does it matter?
I don't know that it actually matters, but you put the pointed side up and the rounded side down.
Okay.
And you push it down at least 2 inches, 2 to 4 inches, and then you cover it with a couple inches of mulch, and that's it. You know, water it in the spring if it needs it. If you've got a hardneck, it makes that curly Q. The growing stem in the spring will make a curly Q. The tip will make a little curly Q circle. You cut that off just so that it doesn't go to seed. And in July, you harvest it. It's like it couldn't be easier.
Now, why do you not want it to go to seed? Aren't those seed pods called something, and then you can eat those too? Or no?
No, you don't typically. Well, you could, I guess.
Scapes. Aren't they called garlic scapes?
So that's the curly Q you cut off. That's called a scape, and that you can eat, yes. But if you don't do that, the tip will, you know how chives turn that little globe?
Yeah.
Of purple flowers? Well, you get a bigger version of that on onions and also on garlic.
Oh, okay.
And you can go ahead and save that, but it's just your plant is putting energy going up to the seed rather than down to the bulb.
Oh, right.
So that's all.
Yeah, we're actually, I just went over to Theodore's and got some garlic because we're going to plant garlic for the first time. And she made a really cute little video. It's really sweet that teaches people, but I think you can only see it in the Organic Gardener podcast group.
Oh, how great.
So if listeners join the Organic Gardener podcast Facebook group, you can see Theodore's pretty detailed video of how to plant the garlic. And you can get garlic from Robin Kelson at the Good Seed Company. So tell us more. I'm actually recording because this is great. So keep going with us.
All right. Well, we sell 6 varieties of garlic. All of them adapt to growing in our climate. They're 2 varieties that are grown by Purple Frog. One is called Montanic Giant. That was developed in the Flathead Valley, and Purple Frog has been growing it for over 20 years. That's their garlic. They also sell another one called Georgia Porcelain, which is a beautiful white porcelain type garlic. It just means that the skin is very white. Tubear, we're very happy to also be offering another porcelain called Music from Tubear Farm, also out of Whitefish, and they have that's their favorite. They only grow one variety, and it's this one called Music. And all of the garlics are they have the attribute of having these easy to peel skins and very fat, dense cloves that are juicy and full of flavor. And the nice thing about that, the hardneck varieties store well. They have large cloves and many layers of that paper thin wrapping tight against the clove, and all of that serves to help the garlic stay hydrated through the winter. So that if you've ever kept garlic in your kitchen in a hot, dry place, you'll know it just becomes this sort of dust or sort of disappears over time, right? If you keep your garlic in a cool, dry place, out of direct light, and you start with a hard neck, particularly one of these with a lot of the paper that's tight around the clove, it'll keep up to 9 months, you know. And we had garlic that I used this spring in a couple of recipes that I had stored over winter. It was amazing, you know. Right. So almost, you know, pretty much 11 months.
And garlic's getting more expensive in the stores, so it's nice to grow your own garlic.
Yes, and when you grow your own garlic, you know, it's easy to harvest. It's super easy to grow, super easy to harvest, and you know where it came from, and you know the conditions, and all of these. Also, this is a nice thing about garlic. It will adapt itself to your local environment. So if you start with our garlic, and then next spring you save, depends on how much garlic you want. Say you save 4 or 5 bulbs of your favorite, largest, prettiest looking garlic, and then you plant those the following fall, and you do that every year, that variety will adapt to your local conditions, and you'll just continue to get bigger and better looking bulbs so over years. That's one thing that's good about garlic.
When you say it's like this temperate, like could somebody, but people like in Maine could plant it, people like anywhere in the United States pretty much could plant it, like even if they were in Florida, right, they could plant it, it would eventually adapt. I mean, is it only for the Rocky Mountains or?
No, garlic, particularly hardneck garlic, loves cold climates. They love cold winters. They like, you know, so you plant it in the fall by October, middle of October. I mean, if you're in a lower latitude, you know, further south, you can go into November, and there are people in the lower states that can plant into December. But you know, our ground freezes in October, so you want to plant the ground freezes. That's it. That's all you're trying to do. Okay. And it'll get nice and settled in under. You plant it 2 inches deep, put a couple inches of mulch on top of it, and that's literally all you have to do. You make sure your soil is moist. And then it will start to grow some roots, and then it'll just kind of sit there waiting till spring comes. And then as soon as the ground starts to warm up, it'll start to send out shoots. But it likes to be kind of nestled in there over winter. And you can get a head start. You could plant garlic in the spring in northern climates, you know, but you'll just get a smaller bulb. This way you get a nice large bulb. following July. But to answer your question, you could plant it further south.
Okay.
You know.
Just plant it later.
Just plant it later. Yeah.
All right. All right. Anything else you want to tell us?
So Good Seed, what we're having a sale now, 10% off if you buy through the month of August. So we're getting near the end of the month, but go ahead and place your order. We ship our garlic in the middle of September. The reason we do that is we harvest our garlic in July, and then it's important to let the garlic cure. So what you're trying to do is in a window with a lot of space, you give it a lot of air and space in order to reduce the moisture content to kind of a steady state, and then it's not going to dehydrate anymore as long as you keep it in a cool, dry place, and it'll store better. So the general routine is to cure it for about 6 weeks. Then you know that moisture content is stable, and then you ship it out to your customers. So that's what we do. And we'll send you a little note saying your garlic will ship in September, and then we'll send you another note saying your garlic is going to ship next week, and then you'll receive your garlic along with instructions on how to plant it. So you'll come with everything you need. You get your garlic with everything you need to grow it.
Awesome.
And if you don't know what kind you want, because you know they're all great and you have to pick, you don't know which one you want to pick, we do have a sampler, which has three varieties of hardnecks and the softneck as well. So you can play with it and order a sampler and grow the different varieties and decide for yourself which one you want to grow next year.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you'll still have a little bit left. So like when you said save the bulbs from like four or five, like if you get a bulb in the mail, you're going to get enough for like probably, you know, what, 6 to 8 plants in that one. So even if you say save three the first year, you'll still have 3 to 5 to eat. And then if you save three more the next year, like every year you'll keep, like if people are thinking, oh, I'm not going to get enough garlic out of it. Like you get way more seed and more cloves than you plant the first time, right?
Yeah. So we sell it by the pound. And for the hardnecks, the, you know, they're about maybe 6 to 8 cloves per bulb. And a pound of a hardneck is about 8 bulbs. So you get...
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
...of a hardneck. And you can plant 40 to 50. And then, you know, save a couple of them and plant them next year.
Because I was listening to our interview that we just, like, I replayed. And I was thinking, I just kept going, like, why don't you cut in and say something about one tomato is going to give you like 500 seeds or something? Like we kept talking about you borrow 5 seeds and you're going to grow 5 seeds. And it's like, you're going to get like 50 seeds out of just one tomato, and you're going to get like 50 tomatoes on one plant. And you know, like anytime
That's
you put
true.
Like people, I don't know, just, I was so new and I hadn't really thought about it. So
one
garlic's
tomato
the same way.
Will give you enough seed for a lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah.
One plant. Yeah, that's so true. So, so true. And garlic is the same way, you know. So a pound of garlic, seed garlic, will give you enough to plant. So of a hardneck, it'll give you 50 plants worth of garlic. Of a softneck, which is a 12 to 20, it'll give you closer to 80 plants, you know, if you like those.
What's the softneck? What's the difference with it?
So... And that refers to the stem of the garlic as it comes out of the ground. The hard necks, it's stiff neck, and the other ones are soft. And the soft ones are the ones that can be braided. So when you see a braided thing of garlic, those are what are called soft necks. And they tend to be smaller cloves and more of them arranged around the core, kind of like the leaves of an artichoke. So they're sometimes called artichoke garlics. And because they're arranged in an array, there are more of them. So 12 to 20 smaller cloves than in the hardnecks that we sell.
No, do either one of them have like a lighter taste? Like I know Mike doesn't like garlic breath, so like I don't eat a lot of garlic. Like is there?
Right. So the softnecks have a milder flavor, generally speaking. The hardnecks are the hard, strong ones. And that's, as I said earlier, and then this one, we sell a red Enchilium. It's our only softneck. It was grown for generations by the Colville Native American tribe in Washington. That's how I don't know how they originally got that garlic. Maybe it was wild, or maybe they got it from, you know, some pioneers a long time ago. But they developed it for close to 100 years. And so it's naturalized to Washington State. And it has an award-winning mm-hmm. flavor. And the other thing about softnecks is that when you think of baked garlic mm-hmm. that people like, you typically use soft-necked garlic for that.
Okay.
Small cloves that you – so it's a good baking garlic. And this is the one that, because it's so mild, it's the one that people eat when they want to eat raw garlic for health reasons, because mm-hmm. it doesn't give you that big burn and it doesn't give you that big garlic flavor. Mm. Or garlic breath. But it does have a high medicinal allicin content. So that's why we sell it. That it's a award-winning flavor, stores very well, does well in this area, and has a high allicin content.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah. So we recommend people try them all and see which ones they like. Yeah. The Montana Giant has kind of a grassy flavor to it. All of them have a good flavor, but don't have a hard bite. You know, they're not too hot. Some garlics are really, really hot. And Spanish Roja is another one that we sell. It's a big, people love it. I'm not exactly sure why it's so popular, because I think all of them are good. But I think it has a nice garlic flavor that isn't really, really hot. And so people can get good garlic flavor when they're cooking without feeling like they're going to blow anybody out of the water, I guess.
Nice. All right. I'll have to try that one. Well, cool. Robin, tell everybody where they can order these again.
Okay. So Good Seed Company, www.goodseedco.net. And just go to our website, click on buy our seeds and the garlic, and off you go. We'll direct you from there. And our price is $20 per pound, which is very reasonable, and we have 10% off that price through the month of August.
Okay, I'll try to get this posted today, because it is August 26th. And that's coincidental, because somebody just asked me to replay the interview with Kathy O'Leary, because they were having a hard time finding that. And she talks about garlic, if I remember. She's like one of my most top downloaded episodes, which is so crazy, because she has no social media presence, like barely has an email, I think. But people love her interview for some reason. She talks about garlic and the farmer's market. And she's from Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, or did the farmer's market in Idaho for like 35 years. And it's like crazy. Yep. She didn't have like running water, and she like worked really hard. I don't know how she did it all.
Fabulous.
Anyway, okay, so I will try to get this up ASAP, because like I said, it's already August 26th. There's only 5 days left, listeners. So if you want some garlic from the Good Seed Company, order it today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
All right. This is Robin Kelson from the Good Seed Company. We sell heirloom seeds for common use. We offer vegetable, herb, flower seeds locally adapted for our area, and all open pollinated and heirloom, a lot of them organic or ecologically farmed. We also sell seed collections to help you, to help new gardeners be successful in their growing. We sell flower collections that are good for pollinators. We sell medicinal herbs and culinary herbs, all sorts of seeds that would be of interest to new and experienced gardeners. www.goodseedco.net. We're having a sale right now on garlic and greens for fall, if you're interested.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow